Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Leadership is an art that every Christian must strive to study, and from this Friday's message you will discover that once you decide to develop the different aspects of being a leader, you will see God shall use you mightily. Today Bishop Dag will teach you different scriptures which demonstrate the characteristics that you need in order to gain effective leadership. Today's message will provide you with a biblical blueprint on the characteristics that you need to be a good leader, not only in the house of God, but also in your own personal life. Enjoy the message.
Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We ask you to lead us, inspire us, let your will be done in the name of Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you glad to be in church this morning?
Yes.
Wonderful. We thank the Lord for another opportunity to be here. Today I'm going to move away from the teaching on faith, hope, and love. We finished that. And we want to go into leadership today. Amen. Leadership. All right. So, our subject today is leadership. And I want to give you five characteristics of a leader. Hallelujah. Five characteristics of a leader. Hallelujah. When you look at the world and the distribution of resources in the world, you will realize that God has been good to this earth. Is that not so? And God has been fair in terms of the distribution. Rosemary, you understand? He's been fair in terms of the distribution of resources all over the world. And if you look at the vegetation and the landscape of the whole earth, you will realize that every continent is endowed with substantial, beautiful resources. Look at Africa. We have our mountains. Even in Ghana, we have our own mountains. We have the Aburi Mountains. We have the Kweu Mountains. The highest mountain in Ghana is Mount Afajato. So we are all blessed. Amen. We have our fair share of mountains in our own, even just in our country. The continent of Africa is endowed with very powerful rivers, and so is America. I'm just trying to compare the different parts of the world for you to see. And I want those of you who did geography to be ready to give me some supporting answers. All right, ask the person next to you, are you a geography student, please? All right, now Africa has its wonderful rivers. Is that not so? What are the great rivers of Africa? The Nile. Is that not so? And any other river? Zambezi. The Niger River. And the Volta River. Okay. Now, in our country, we have our fair share of rivers. Would you agree with me? Rivers are very, very important for the sustenance of the environment. And it's through rivers that we have fresh water and that we have rain. Because for those of you who may not be aware, the rain that comes from the sky is originally on the ground. And it evaporates, travels a bit, condenses, and then it descends in the form of rain. Is that not so? Very good. So in Ghana, we have our fair share of rivers. What are the names of some of the rivers in Ghana? Ankobra, River Pra. What is the one you cross when you're going to Takrady and you get to the Beposo Bridge? Is that the Pra? The River Pra. We have big rivers. If you're going to the Volta region, there's that bridge. The one that has been repaired under the regime, this regime, either repaired or built. Not the Adomi Bridge. Is this Sogakope Bridge? Huh? It's long. It has got many pillars. And it was spoiled at a point and everybody had to go through Ho or something. Is that, what's the name of that? When we went to Keta, we passed that on that bridge. You forgot it? Okay. There is a river there anyway. And it's a big river. All right. That is the main point. I'm saying that we are blessed with our fair share of rivers. Okay. Now, lakes. What are the great lakes of Africa? Lake Victoria. Africa. Is Victoria a lake in Africa? The Volta Lake is the biggest, it used to be the biggest man-made lake in the whole world. So we are really blessed. It has covered many people's homes, villages. I don't know whether those people have been compensated. But that is another topic. All right. What other lake is there in Africa? There's some very big lakes. In the East Africa area. Tanganyika. All right. Now we are blessed with mountains. Is that not so? We have Kilimanjaro. Where is that? Where is Mount Kilimanjaro? You people, your school that you went is very important too. You didn't take it seriously. Okay, anyway. We are endowed with gold in this continent. Is that not so? America has their own set of rivers. America has their own set of rivers. We also have our set of rivers. I'm just comparing the two continents. Europe, name it. I mean, same thing. South America, they have the Amazon River. They have their forests. We have our own forests. We have beautiful forests. If you ever get the chance to be a tourist in your own country, go to the Kakum Park. I have not been there yet, but I plan to go. And you see beautiful forests. There are not many of its kind in the world. So we are really blessed. We are blessed with beaches. Just walk this way. And you get the first beach. And keep going for several miles along the way. You're going to come up across wonderful, beautiful beaches, which can be a great blessing for tourism. Is that not so? We are blessed with land. Is that not so? In Ghana, we have a lot of land, unused land. All right, plenty. What else do we have? People, oil. In Africa, there's oil. Is that also? Yeah. Even Ghana, we have discovered oil. By the grace of Chachuchikata, we have discovered oil. And we hope that we will soon begin to have our own petrol. That we will not, and I hope the price will be much lower than it is today. Now, also, we are blessed with gold, diamonds, waterfalls, There's a great waterfall in America, isn't it? Canada and New York. What's it called? Niagara Falls. And over here we have the Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe, is it? Okay. Tell the person next time you are in Zimbabwe, make sure you go to those waterfalls. You won't say it too. Okay. Next time you are in Nima, make sure you go and see the big gutter. Okay. Now, I'm trying to show you that God has richly endowed us as a continent with wonderful resources. Every continent is endowed with wonderful resources. Now, one of the most important resources are the human resource, just the people. Sometimes, even when you have a large number of people, it really helps the nation to develop. You know, that is why in some countries they are giving incentives to have children. They give you incentives, have children. When you have a lot of children and you can't look after them, that also becomes a problem. So there needs to be a good balance. After the census from tonight, make sure you are counted, okay? Tell the person next to you, make sure you are counted. Your bishop says you should be counted. And don't be counted twice. Huh? Okay. Now, we in Nigeria, by the grace of Nigeria, we have a lot of people in Africa. Because out of every four Africans, one is a Nigerian. Okay? There are so many of them, and they provide a very, very important economic market for Africa. So if you have 120 million people and you are importing rice, it will by all means be eaten, because there are a lot of people to eat it. If you are importing meat, fish, anything, there are a lot of people to eat those things you are importing. But if there are not so many people, You cannot have that. Now, intelligence. Africa is endowed with intelligent people. Intelligent people. The president of the United Nations is an African. And in fact, to be precise, a Ghanaian. I am really surprised that he did not go to Achimota School. I don't know how he was able to get there without going to the right school. Anyway, but ladies and gentlemen, Ghanaian doctors are everywhere in the world, and they are of the very best kind, very best caliber. Our soldiers are some of the best. Oh, is it not true? This is a soldier right here, and he will tell you that our soldiers are some of the best. They may not have much. They use their swords and spears, but they are a strong force. Amen. And we have very good pilots. By the grace of God, we have not had any major problem on our airlines. We have scientists like Dr. Konote Ahulu, who has been honored in the world for his discoveries concerning sickle cell disease. We even have a type of hemoglobin called hemoglobin Kolebu. It was discovered in Kolebu. Was it discovered by Dr. Konote Ahulu? Yeah. So he named it, you know, just like you have hemoglobin, is it S and C and so on, you have Kolebu. It's all in the books. We have Professor Alote's constant. Various inventions have been made by black people. In fact, many inventions have been made by these people. We have them everywhere. We have strength, athletes, the best singers, talent. When you come to the arts, the best, the single album that sold more than any other song in the whole world, Thriller by Michael Jackson. The strongest boxer, it's a black man, Mike Tyson, and all his fellows. Rarely can you see a white man climbing to that place. The 100 meters, it used to be Kaluis and Co. I don't know. Yeah? When you come to golf, we have Tiger Woods, and so on and so forth. I'm just trying to show you that I'm just trying to show you that God has richly endowed and fairly distributed the wealth, the riches, the talent, the intelligence, the gift across the world. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very, very important for you to have this background. Now, if you look in the world, at the world, you will... Yay, my time. Anyway. All right. If you look at the across the world, you will find out that there are different parts of the world which some seem to be advanced. They call them advanced countries. Some seem to be a bit behind. And they call them developing or third world countries. All over the world, there are these two groups. And what is the reason for this pattern? You understand? I believe that the reason for the state of development in the world and the state of your life, all right, I'm not talking about just the nation. The nation, I'm using the nation and the countries as illustrations because I don't have any other illustration. I wish I didn't have to use them, but that is the best way for you all to see very clearly what I'm saying. I just use Africa. Africa is the story of no leaders or lack of good leadership. You get it? That's the story of Africa. Because we don't lack intelligence. Because we don't lack people. Because we don't lack mountains. We don't lack rivers. We don't lack beaches. We don't lack gold. We don't lack diamonds. We don't lack oil. We have everything. We have people. We have intelligence. We have everything that it takes. But we have been left far behind. And the reason behind all this is leadership. Amen. When God wanted to punish his people, he punished them one time with a very severe punishment. And that punishment was, he said, I'm going to punish you and you will not have leaders in your country. That is the punishment he gave to Israel one day. I was very surprised, when I saw that punishment in the Bible. He said, I'm going to punish you and I'm going to take away all leaders from the country. And you're going to be left without leaders. And then you are going to see what is going to happen to you. In fact, God is a very wonderful God. He knows what is important. Ladies and gentlemen, its leadership is like a good cook. It's like a good woman who is in the kitchen. She has the tomatoes, the onions, the oil, the ginger, the rice, the stew, everything is there. And she can make, convert all those things into something nice that we can all enjoy. But if you put myself in the kitchen with the rice, this, that, and all there, you may not be happy when you come for the meal. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because the ability to convert the resources which have been placed at my disposal is not there. And it is something that either comes naturally or must be learned. And we need to learn it. Because we need to be able to convert, you see, the oil that we have discovered, we need to be able to convert it into reality for our people. You need to be able to convert your education into prosperity for yourself. Because there are some people, they go to school and they still don't make much out of their lives. You need to be able to convert your inheritance into something practically useful for yourself. Because there are people who get inheritance and they are not able to make much of it. You need to be able to convert your good opportunity that you are having in this life into something good for yourself. That is what we call leadership. A leader is someone who can take all the ingredients and put them together and make something good that others can also enjoy from and benefit from. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Are you listening to me today?
Amen.
All right. So one day, God in Isaiah chapter 3, turn with me please, decided to punish the people and he said, I'm going to take away leaders from your midst because I know the effect it will have on you. And that will be the greatest punishment I could give to you. When Noah was cursing one of his children, because Noah had three children, the Bible says that he cursed one of them, or one of them's grandson, to be very specific. And he said, a servant of servants you shall be. In other words, You will not just be the servant of the boss, of the leader, but you will be the servant's servant. In other words, you will be very far from being a leader. Now, that particular son gave birth to many of the... In fact, his name, Ham, means dark one or the black one. And he gave birth to many of the countries, Egypt, Libya, and so on, when you go through the Bible. Because you must realize that it's not only Adam who was the first human being on this earth. There was a time when everybody was white, but Noah was the only person on this earth with his family. And so the same words that God gave to Adam, that is, be fruitful, replenish the earth, are exactly the same words that were told to Noah. Be fruitful and replenish the earth, because you are now the only person here. And he had, through three children, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, to fill the whole earth. And so when he cursed one of them, it doesn't look like much. What is a seventh of seven shall you be? But when you analyze it very carefully, right, he didn't say you'll be poor. He didn't say you'll be backward. He didn't say you'll not be intelligent or you'll be a fool. He said that you'll just be far from being a leader. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that if there is one topic that you and I need to study and learn, we need to learn about leadership. We need to be able to lead ourselves first. The first characteristic of a leader is that he is able to lead himself. Amen. I want you to write that down, because I told you I'm giving you four or five characteristics of a leader. He is able to lead himself in the ordinary things of life. You must realize that you yourself are your first follower. Are you listening to me? You are your first follower. Okay? Now in Isaiah chapter 3, I want you to notice, and I want you to read with me carefully in your Bible, wherever you are sitting. For behold, the Lord of hosts does take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff and the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. Now notice, he said, the Lord is doing what? He doth take away from Jerusalem. Are you listening to me? He takes away from Jerusalem the stay and then the staff, which is a symbol of a shepherd, or like a scepter is a symbol of a king. Okay, when we say the king's scepter. Alright, then in verse 2, he continues to list all the people that he's taking away from that country. Notice, very, very interesting. It says, the mighty man, the man of war, the judge, the prophet. The prophet is a spiritual leader. The prudent is the man who sees ahead. The judge is an elder. I mean, you can't just be a judge. You've got to be a lawyer, and you've got to go through so many things, and you've got to be to become a judge. You don't just become a judge. In fact, one of the most respected offices in the whole world is the office of a Supreme Court judge. It's a very important position. And these are the leaders of the society. The prophet is the spiritual leader. Any country that is wise will acknowledge its spiritual leaders, whether Muslim or Christian or whatever kind. They must all traditional. They must all be acknowledged, recognized, and allowed to dwell in peace and do whatever they believe in. It's a free world. The judge, the prophet, the prudent, the ancient, elderly people. You see, elderly people, if not for any other reason, for the fact that they have seen certain things before. So when they see certain things, they've seen this same thing, they've seen some before. And this is how it ended. This one, this is how it started, and this is how it ends. And so he knows how it will be. So when the ancient are also taken away, it's a tragedy. Because he is no more there to guide and to advise. The captain of 50. These are army generals. When God says, I'm going to slaughter them, or I'm going to take them away from the community so that there are no senior army officers. Because to be a senior army officer, first of all, you've got to go. You see, when you start, let's say, with a lower education, you start as a private. Then you are promoted to a lance corporal. Then you are promoted to a corporal. That is the one who has two stripes. Then you are promoted to a sergeant. A A sergeant has got 3 stripes. And then you are promoted to a staff sergeant. A staff sergeant has got 3 stripes and then a dot in it. And then after that, the highest you can go is to a warrant officer. Is it correct? Yeah. That is as far as you can go. But to become an officer, you've got to come with a certain degree, a certain level of education. So you come, you know, and then you start as a lieutenant. And then you are promoted a first lieutenant to a second lieutenant. Then you are promoted to a captain and then to a major. And from the major, you are going higher to the colonels, the brigadiers, and so on. Hallelujah. So to become, when you see someone and say, the person is a major, it's not a small thing. To be a major, you must be in the army for about 10 years. So when you come and so when majors are taken away, when colonels are taken away, when generals are taken away, it's a curse. If the ranks get up and slaughter all the army leaders, it's a curse, because you see, it may look as though, you know, the colonel or the general is doing nothing, but you see, they have something they have learnt. There's a whole lot of things that they know, and they learn the art of war, the science of war, the science of defense, defending your borders, defending your nation. It's a science and it's an art. That's why Napoleon was respected, because he was a great general, fighting and winning. The battle won or lost depends on those guys up there. But you see, sometimes the ranks look and they don't respect them. But you've got to respect. See, and God is saying that when I'm going to curse the nation, I will take away all such people. You won't have any. Read on. The honorable man, he's going to go away. The counselor. Oh! Counselor is the council of state. Look at the people who are members of the council of state. They are all elderly, wise people. Reverend Saki, I wonder why they have not yet appointed you. The cunning artificer, the eloquent orator, speakers, people who can speak and talk, convince you. They have the words, the raps. There are some people who are gifted like that. You just set them and they start to talk. I always used to marvel as I watched Mr. PV of Being, as he used to speak. I mean, the man can talk about anything, anywhere. In any part of the world, to any audience, he was so weak, he would tell me, talk. So I asked, what is his profession? He's here. What is he? Is he an economist or this or this? Or that? I don't know what he is. But they are eloquent orators. Farrakhan. He's an orator. He can talk and talk and talk. And when God says, I'm taking away these type of people, I'm leaving you leader. Because you see, if you take the nation of Islam, they have also done a lot of good things. Where the nation of Islam is in America, they have reduced crime, reduced drugs, so many things. They preach against immorality. They preach about being faithful to your husband, to your wife. 95% of the things they say are true, with 5% that twist the thing off. One man of God in America, what's his name? Carlton Pearson. He said, you know, when he listened to Farrakhan, 90% of what the man is saying is true. Only 10% is not true. And that 10% is very important. Because you see, you can have a stew, everything in it is correct, with some small poison inside, and just that small drop is enough to kill you. Okay. Verse 4, quickly, our time. Oh dear. And I will give what? Children to be their princes. Wow. And babies shall rule over them. So, in other words, what he's saying is that inappropriate people will become leaders. People who are not qualified. People who should not be there will lead you. Now, what's going to happen when those people lead you? Verse 5. And the people shall be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor. And the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. Amen. And verse 6. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let this ruin be under your hand.
People are going to be so desperate, they will really need a leader. They will hold anybody and say, you be the leader. We elect you to be the leader. We release you from prison. Say, you be our leader. You take over. And in that day, verse 7, he shall swear, the person who is being elected, he shall swear saying, I will not be a healer. For in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. Now, have you noticed that when people are being elected, or people are standing for elections, this one comes and says, I went to school here. I have this degree. I have this. I did this. Why do they say that? Why do we require people to be at least 40 years old before we can elect them to be president? Because after 40 years, at least 40 years gone by, we can see what you have done for yourself. As I said, the first characteristic of a good leader is that he is able to lead himself in the ordinary issues of this life. That is why we want to see what he has been able to achieve by the age of 40. That is why we want to see what has he been doing in the past. And that is why this man said, I won't be a leader because there's no bread in my house. I don't have clothes. How can I lead you? Because even food in my house, there is none. If you are going to be a leader, let me tell you, leadership starts with your personal life. Leadership starts with you. You must be able to lead yourself into prosperity. You must be able to lead yourself to build for yourself a house. Build for yourself a house and then lead others to build. Very, very important. If I look at you, anybody I see who has built a house, I respect the person. Anybody who has built a house, I respect the person greatly. Because it's not easy to build a house. It's very, very, very difficult to build. So anybody who has built something, a church leader who has built something, any politician who has been able to build something, when Jesus was called to go and pray for the centurion servant, the recommendation they gave him, they said, this man is a good man because he has built for us a synagogue. He built something for us. The credentials that you have that qualify you to be a leader are what you have been able to achieve in your private life. So that's why leadership is important. Some people say, oh, me, I don't want to be a politician. I'm not talking about political leadership here. Oh, I don't want to be a spiritual leader. I'm not talking about spirit. I'm talking about first, you have to lead yourself. Lead yourself into blessings. I see you leading yourself into great blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So a leader is someone who, and in fact, the Bible says in those days, it will be so terrible. Because the people, they don't have anything. And so they know they are not qualified to lead. So that's the first characteristic of a good leader. Second characteristic of a good leader is a leader is somebody who takes decisions. Decisions. Now, leadership involves the taking of decisions. Decisions. You've got to take hard decisions. So anyone who is a leader, Pinana, is someone who is taking decisions in his life. Now, Luke chapter 15, you will see the story of the prodigal son. Are you listening to me? And in this story, you will find somebody who was far away in a problem. He was in undevelopment. He was renting a house. He was far from every kind of blessing. He was walking on the road without a car. He was without education. He was in the darkest of troubles, ladies and gentlemen. And then he took a major decision. And he said, I am taking a decision to make a U-turn and to go this way. Leadership involves the taking of decisions. Ladies and gentlemen, where they fail to take decisions, they fail to lead. When you fail to take a decision about that relationship that you are in, that is destroying your life. You fail to lead yourself into a path of righteousness, into a path of blessing. You fail to do that. You are not leading yourself. Don't blame anybody. You have to take certain decisions for your life. If you fail to resign from that company or that workplace, which is when you calculate, you look, you spend 80,000 to go to work and you are paid 60,000 a month. Okay, so you are spending 20,000 extra on transport every week. At a point, you should decide. So failure to take a decision is failure to lead yourself to the right place. When you look at the amount of money you spend on lunch every week, and you calculate it and you realize that, look, I should not eat lunch. Or I should not eat that kind of lunch. And I should rather save, so that I take a decision for myself, so that I rather save that money and use it for whatever else I need, or maybe even to buy a tape. Because now all our tapes are advertised in cases like this. If you buy the series, Daughters of Destiny Volume 2, They Went to Hell. Name it, claim it, and take it. You can buy that. So if you fail to take a decision, I don't have any money for tape, 100% answered prayer. If you fail to take a decision to not perm your hair this month, just tie it with a scarf, do a pompadour, or pony. How to turn your faith loose. Abrahamic success. Spiritual mistakes. If you fail to take a decision and spend money on the right thing, you are the one who have led yourself away from your blessing. If you fail to decide to get married now, some people, they want to dilly-dally and say, I am studying things. And you are studying things for so many years. You fail to decide. Always studying things. And always fornicating. You are the one who has failed to lead yourself into a blessing. It's your decision. Decide or not to decide. So a leader is someone who takes decisions. And that's why you find that under a revolutionary era, you find that more drastic decisions are taken. And sometimes decisions which sometimes take us forward faster. Because the decision is taken, even though it may be very painful to some people or some parties, it's taken. And then it's just break it down. It's broken. Sack everybody. Because at times everybody should be sacked. At times everybody, you see, when you take organizations like state railways, state transport, when I was coming from Kumasi to Accra on state transport, and we spent about 9 hours, and I was saying that, look, if I was going to London, I would have reached London long before I reached Accra. An organization which sometimes cannot buy tires. You ask yourself, so at a point, I once read in the newspaper, I was saying state railways, how much money was being spent every month to sustain them. In other words, they're making such a lot. A leader would take a decision. Because if it was me, my company, I know that if I allow this thing to exist for one more month, I'm going to owe so many billion cedis. Major, I would take the decision immediately. I would take a decision right now. If you are running a company and you are making losses, you have to decide. A friend of mine, Dr. Nosh, was telling me there was this hospital in America, in some big community and so on. At a point, they just took a decision to close down the hospital. They closed it. They look at the profit. They were not making, they were making losses, blah, 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 everything. And they just closed the thing that the people talked. They thought, we closed it down. We're taking a decision. That is why there are things where you look at airlines like Ghana Airways. Sometimes you wonder. So all these things, you realize that decisions are not taken. That is why the whole thing looks. Sometimes somebody should be dismissed, but he will never be dismissed. Never. He can even kill somebody, he will not be dismissed. In some organizations run by certain people, if you take their car and you go and have an accident and you come, they'll sack you straight away for negligence, this, that. I mean, there's no question about it. But in certain places, even what you do may kill people, may do this. You will never be sacked. You just be in the thing like that. Because a decision, they fail to take a decision. 17 typists with one typewriter. And nobody will take a decision about it. Nobody wants to take a decision. A leader is somebody who takes decisions. Look at it. That prodigal son, a lot of people say bad things about him, but me, I praise him. I say he was there and he took a decision. He said, me, I am going back. A major decision leads to a major breakthrough.
Amen. Oh, give me some volume. It sounds better. Hallelujah.
So a leader is someone who takes decisions. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we need a decision-taking nation. Sometimes we look at the way the dollar is going to the CD. You wonder what currency we are using. Because everybody has dollarized. Like, for instance, we used to have, it was illegal to have dollars. But then they look at the thing practically and say, look, the people are using the dollars. Let's make Forex Bureau. And the decision was taken back. And now we have Forex Bureau. Dollars are as common as CDs. And other countries come here to learn, to look and see. Because a decision has to be taken. Nobody wants to take the decision. But it's taken. And for the reality that is there. The reality is now our economy is totally dollarized. Everything is related to. We might as well be using the dollars. Simple. That's the reality of what is going on. When I bought petrol more than 80,000 cedis last week, I said, my goodness, if I fill my tank 4 times in a month, that is almost 400,000 cedis. You take a decision, you help yourself. When I was working at Kolebu, and at the end of the month, I was paid 25,000 cedis. I look at the thing and I said, look, it was Christmas time, myself and my wife. I look at the situation. I remember one day we went home after church. We didn't have even food to eat. We had to find some rice, try and organize something. And I look at the thing. As Christmas time came, I will be working Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, you are on duty. You come, go, come, sir. When the time passed, I look and I took a decision. I said, even if I have to sell in Katia, I will do that one rather than to work at Kolebu. Because I feel that they don't care about doctors. That is what I... So I will work there. That's why I take a decision and move into another field. Simple. If I said, me, I will work there under those conditions, risking my life. Take a decision for your... That is why most of the doctors have taken decision to leave the country. When they are leaving, I don't have anything to say. At first, I was trying to keep them around. But I look at... Yesterday, I saw one of my doctor pastors. I was going for a meeting somewhere. Then I saw him walking, sweating, walking, and he came there. I just looked at him. I said, after, I said, you see, I was explaining to my people. I said, he's going to leave soon. Because he has been working for about 4 years after qualifying. He cannot buy a car. He's not a laborer. He's a doctor. But instead of taking a decision to let it be that if you are a doctor and you work in Ghana, you can at least own a car. What is a car? What is a car? But rather, we don't take this. We are taking over rich hospitals and others with military force. And to force doctors to be paid so much. They will run away. But if you take a decision to welcome them, when I went to America, once the doctors were telling me, said some minister came around, tried to meet the doctors, said, encouraging them all to come back home. To come and do what? To poverty. Where you cannot even pay your... Leadership is this. When you are a good leader, people come under your umbrella. People are attracted. They want to be there. But when you are a bad leader, people want to run away. Open the door without visa. You take my... give amnesty that no visa is required between May, June, and July. No aeroplane can carry us. No aeroplane can take us. They will find the money even if they have to print it. The whole country will get finished. Everybody will run away from a certain type of leadership that they are not running away from their country. They are not running away from their food. They are not running away from their climate. They are not running away from their family and the people they love and they know. They are running away from the leadership. Because under that leadership, if you are a nurse, you are nothing. If you are a doctor, you are nothing. If you are an honest person, I had to stand at Kolebu and be asking people. I didn't do it, But I was posted there. I should go and stand at the mortuary after going to school for 7 years and make my face very humble. I said, please, you are welcome. Your dead body is outside, but if you want him to be at the inner place, we can organize that, but it's just 20,000, please. Your mouth like 20,000. I should stand there after going to school and beg you for 20,000 CDs. Come on now. Do I have to be tipped if I do my work? Do I have to be given money? Do I have to be bribed to do what I'm trained to do? I'd rather go to an environment where the leadership appreciates doctors, appreciates nurses, appreciates... But in our environment, we appreciate beauty queen. We appreciate breast size and then the backside. That's what we appreciate. Chale, chapter 56. Isaiah 56. Beauty queens are giving cars. They are giving Mercedes Benzes. Houses. One day I was working with a surgeon who operates on children. Not all surgeons operate on children. This was a special surgeon. One of the only people in the country operating on children. As he was operating, and I was assisting him. I was the assistant. We were open. Our mouths were covered with this green thing. Our heads were covered. We were clothed in that green gown. And our hands were covered with gloves. And then there, we heard a knock. Doctor! Then, because the mouth is covered. Doctor! So the fitter! Because he had a very old car. He says that the clutch, then he will give an instruction. Go and tell him that. Then they will come back. He said, no. They break this thing in the carburetor. As I look at this man giving instruction about his clutch disc, then they will come back and they will go and come. As we are operating, I just look and I say, wow, would this person not leave? And of course, he's not around because we don't value these people. He took a decision to lead himself to prosper. Third characteristic of a leader is somebody who cares about people. A leader, in other words, a leader is not a vampire. Wow. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 10. I said, write it down. A leader is somebody, if you want to be a leader, care about people, care about yourself. If you don't care about yourself, care about your spouse. If you don't care about your spouse, care about your children. Care about yourself, you will now also be able to care for other people. A leader is somebody who cares about other people. I'm teaching you about leadership right now. Notice Isaiah chapter 56 verse 10. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, and loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. Everyone for his own gain from his quarter. Come ye, they say, I will fetch wine. We will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow, it shall be as this day. And much more abundant. If we chop in this regime, the next one we shall chop more. Look, I'm not talking about far away. Just let's go to Nigeria now. When I was in Nigeria, what did I see? Petrol queues as long as from here to this traffic, Kwakwela stop traffic light. You know Kwakwela stop, the traffic light at Kolebu, the big one here. It's called Kwakwela stop. You see a petrol queue so long. The sixth largest producer of oil in the whole wide world. No petrol. When they were taking us to Ilorin, we were going, the driver, I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to get petrol. And we were sitting in the car waiting. Then he brought this big drum of petrol, put it in the car. The whole car was smelling of this fuel. For about four or five hours, we were driving with this fuel. Because he said that when we get to that place, you can never buy any petrol there. You'll be stuck. No petrol all through Lagos under the regime of Abacha. And when Abacha died, then here is his wife taking away, you know, they found how much? $1 billion. How much can you eat? We were all listening on the radio. I don't know, radio, one of the radio stations. They said Zurich police, this thing, they have frozen the accounts of Abacha and all his cronies and all his associates and his families. Then they said, we have got $142 million here. We have got $80-something million here. How much can you eat? If you really care about the people, you don't take away their electricity, take away their petrol, take away their roads, take away their health. You are taking away from them. You are not giving to them. A leader is somebody who acts, who cares for people. You are not just raping the nation. You are not just vampires sucking the blood until there's nothing left. And you watch the people and you come and you explain to the people that it is because of the world order, the price of cocoa, the price of gold, the price of this. Come on now. Come on now. What type of rulership is that? You tell us there's external factors. It's internal factors. It's internal factors. We don't accept that. Do you think other countries which have good leadership depend on external factors? You go to England and they'll tell you that, and the price of this, the price of that. We have so much intelligence. How come we cannot do more than harvesting cocoa? Come on now. Harvesting cocoa and digging gold out of the ground. Can we not make factories? Can we not make hotels? But perhaps if they make a hotel, it will be broken down. So you better not build your hotel. A leader cares about the people. If you are a genuine leader, you can't sit down and watch the people suffer, 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 going down, 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 down. Even me as a pastor, when I'm taking office, sometimes I feel it. One day, it was a person had to advise me, told me that, look, the people will be blessed. Either you believe the Bible or not, the people will be blessed when they give. So either you are now believing them yourself or believing the Bible. Teach them to give. As they give, they'll be blessed. And when I started to do that, people began to prosper. Because when you are giving to the church, you are giving to God. If you really care about people, he will not sit down. And Africa is the story of that. We see one coup goes by, then the next group comes. Look at Konambedie in the Ivory Coast. Now we had, I'm not talking about what I'm reading. I'm not a CIA agent. I don't have private information. I hear what you hear. I read the news just as you read it. We were there, we heard, they said they've frozen his accounts now. How many times do we have to go through this cycle? Over and over and over and over. Now let me tell you something. If you care for yourself, take a decision. A leader, if you want to lead yourself, care for yourself. Maybe you belong to a church that you know you shouldn't belong to. Take a decision. Say, look, I care for myself. I care for my future. I care for my prosperity. I care for my life. I care for my going to heaven. I'm taking a decision. I'm no more in this church. I'm going to the right church where I'm feeling convinced that this is where I must belong to. Simple. Take a decision and save yourself. Care for yourself. Care for yourself. Care for yourself. Say, I'm staying in this job even though I don't want to stay in the job. Even though I know I shouldn't be there. Even though I'm just there because I don't want to take a decision. Care for, if you don't care for anybody, care for your children. Care for your spouses. Some of you are such some way. If you were married, I pity your wife. Because you are a man who doesn't take decisions. When you are married to a man who doesn't take decisions, wow. Who doesn't care for his family? You don't care if they don't go to school. I don't care if they don't. As you grow older, you must realize. Let's say you are now going to marry. Instead of marrying earlier, you are going to marry later. You must also think about how old your children will be when they are going to school. Will you be on pension when it's time for them to go to university? Because if you marry when you are 50 years old, by the time your child is 18, ready to go to university, you are 68. So if you are waiting for your fridge, for this, care. A leader is somebody who cares. Hold the person next to you and tell them you are in a church which cares. Amen. Amen. In spite of all that is going on. Wow. The next one, a leader is somebody who cares about education. You know what? I'm going to finish this thing even though I'm late. A leader is somebody who cares about education. Now, if you read Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, I don't have time to read it. The Bible says Jesus went around the villages teaching, educating the people. When you read Deuteronomy, Leviticus, Numbers, you find Moses going around educating, teaching them so many things. Thank God for Kwame Nkrumah. He cared about education for our nation. And he built Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. Otherwise, we didn't have pharmacists. Well, the one who played the organ, he's a pharmacist. Where is he? He would not be a pharmacist. He would be something else. Maybe a taxi driver. We wouldn't have architects. This is an architect, stand-up architect. He designs houses. We didn't have contractors, engineers. But a leader is someone who sees. But people who are not good leaders, they don't really care about education. They will spoil the education and send their children outside. When you ask them, they'll give you cheeky answers. And they'll tell you, why are you asking us questions about our children? Don't we have a right to take our children somewhere? Go to the advanced countries. You see the universities, schools. All their election is about health education. Spiritually, a church which has good leaders cares about education. They provide Bible schools. Look at the Bible schools we provide for you on Sundays. Look at the Bible school. That thing that you see building there, costing almost $1 billion, is for school, Bible school. We have more than 100 people in our Bible school. We are feeding them, financing them, flying them in, flying them out, educating, training people, investing in their lives. Many times I'm tired, but I'll be teaching and feeding and investing in the education of the people spiritually so that they will come up as leaders. That's why I'm teaching you now, so that you become a leader. I see you becoming a great leader. Hey, if you care about yourself, go to school. Care about education for yourself. Send your girl child to... Thank God for that song and for 31st December, which has produced that song for us. Mama, I want to go to school. Send your girl child to school. Send her to school. Send yourself to school. Otherwise, you'll be a beggar for all your life. And now AMA has made begging illegal, so you are not allowed to beg anymore. Give the Lord a shout and a clap offering. Last point. A leader is somebody who cares about health. Go and read the Bible. Moses would tell them, when you have leprosy, do this. When you have this, do that. When you're unclean, do that. If you're having a period, do this. If this disease is there, do this. Stay away from the camp. Do this, do that. You care about the health of the people. Jesus cared about the health of people. If you are a leader, you care about the health of people. You care about doctors. You care about nurses. Care about your health. That's why I exercise. That's why I do certain things in my life. Somebody may wonder, what are you doing? We don't have time. The last one, a leader is somebody who believes in freedom and justice. Freedom and justice. Justice does not mean oppressing your enemies with the law, courts. We'll take them to court. No. Justice means justice for everybody. Otherwise, it's not justice. It's justice for some part, and justice not for some other part. But you and I are entitled to justice. Whether we belong to NDC or we belong to DDT, we are entitled to justice. And we are entitled to freedom of opinion. If I don't support you, it doesn't mean that you should break down something that belongs to me. Because I should be free to say, I don't support you. I've got a free will. I mean, we all can't marry one person. Freedom of choice. So you present your manifesto and say, okay, I like you, I don't like you. And if you don't like, it doesn't mean you shouldn't get contracts anymore. If you don't like, it doesn't mean that you should be penalized and oppressed. Bible says when children and babies are your leaders, they oppress you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a leader, be fair in your own private life. Don't be a wicked businessman. When you are paying people, be fair. Look at the thing and ask yourself, this thing that you are paying them, if you were the one there, can you survive? Ask yourself. A leader believes in freedom and justice. Wow. Charlie, we've closed. Stand up. How many are going to become leaders?
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.